Hey, Yetta, are surprises fun?
Not always.
Life's Inside Track with Ken and Yetta Decker of the Decker Team. They'll share life experiences, tips, techniques, thoughts, and tools to help you create life exponential. Life's Inside Track with Ken and Yetta Decker.
Moving forward with the Decker Team. Moving forward together with the Decker Team.
We are thrilled to welcome you to another episode of Life's Inside Track. I'm Yetta Decker.
And I'm Ken Decker.
And it's where we get to share techniques, thoughts, tips, tactics, tips, and some truths that we all deserve. You, I, everyone. So we can turn our house into home, our families thrive, and we live the very best life possible. We're going to consider what happens when you don't get a home inspection. Whether you're the buyer or the seller, there are ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, I want to put this premise right out there. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't want to invest the money or spend the money, is the perception, on a building inspection because they perceive that it's a waste of money,
mm-hmm.
a waste of time. And I know in COVID, there were times that our clients chose to move forward with buying a property without an inspection because there wasn't time.
Yeah, let's face it, couple decades ago, nobody did inspections.
Well, you know how many decades ago that is now?
How many?
It's going back to at least 3.5 decades before it was the norm.
Right.
And the reason I'm certain about that is I've been in the industry 35 years and my first inspection, this is true confessions here mm-hmm. on Life's Inside Track on real estate or with regarding real estate, is that my first building inspection was done shortly after I got my license, so 1989. And I didn't know as a realtor because they were so uncommon back then. I was progressive. I'd just taken my courses. I knew I needed to do it. People weren't used to inspections.
Right.
And I sent the inspector without me.
Oh, no.
I didn't know I was supposed to be there. I found out. Never done it since. I'm there so that I can be a sounding board for my client mm-hmm. and also a protection for the home seller.
Yeah. So let's talk about the issues if you're a buyer for not getting a home inspection, right? Because
right.
some people say, well, I don't really want to spend the money. It's close to $700 now.
Between five and seven, yep.
And then if you're buying a country property that happens to have a well, a septic, and a home inspection, you could spend $2,000.
Yeah, probably.
I was gonna say $3,000, but you could spend $2,000 on your inspections.
Easy.
Yeah. And I do have some people that go, well, nope, I don't need a septic inspection. I'm gonna bank that it's okay. And if it's not, I'm okay with spending the $20,000 or $30,000 or $35,000 or $40,000, depending on style of septic system and how rural it is. Sometimes the ones further rural, we can find better or not better, but less expensive contractors than when you get in towards the city of Ottawa, prices seem to be more.
Right. And I think with a septic inspection, we're not really covering septic inspections in this one. We're talking about building inspections specifically.
Mm-hmm.
With a septic inspection, if you have a 40-year-old septic system, really, why spend the money on an inspection? Know that you want to know what's there the next time you get it pumped or have it pumped so you understand how it's functioning. You should be budgeting for a new system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really that simple, right? So depending on how original it is, how long it's been there, the $1,000 you might spend on a septic inspection could go toward a new septic system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess the thing is saving money is the wrong reason to not do an inspection.
As a buyer.
Yeah, and I think we're going to come into seasons where the market's going to be super heated again. Maybe not quite as heated as COVID, but still heated to the point where people will choose to take out a home inspection because they're competing on properties. It's coming again. I just feel it in my bones.
You know it in your bones. Okay. And so sometimes there is a reason not to get one. And the reason isn't, though, not to spend the $500+.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a higher insurance for you. I always looked at building inspections like an insurance.
Hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, it gives me some assurance or insurance mm-hmm. as to what it is I'm buying, especially around the big ticket items.
Right.
The cracks in the foundation you may not see. I mean, we felt we protected our clients quite well, even through COVID, because of our background in building homes and you being a new home warranty builder. And we actually have a really good understanding of what we're looking at. And we would spend extra time looking at the structure,
mm-hmm.
right? And even getting permission to get into the attic to see what's in there. I mean, the first house we almost bought when we were in our early 20s was a house where the infrastructure in the attic, the roof trusses, were no good. They needed to be rebuilt, basically, mm-hmm. and we had no idea
mm-hmm.
and were saved. And no, that was before the day of building inspection, and CMHC did a physical inspection and saved our bacon.
Yeah, it was appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so buyers, you don't want the surprise, the ugly kind.
The nasty surprise.
Nasty kind of surprises. And really, when you're doing a home inspection, it's not really a pass or fail, but you are looking for just some of the things to be aware of. Like you said, it's like it's kind of like dating. You kind of want to know what you're in for, right?
Yeah, you're looking at the big ticket items. The primary purpose of a building inspection, I think the reason sometimes buyers think they're a waste of good time is because it doesn't find everything. They've bought a house previously, they had an inspection, they moved in, and they found that a bunch of the electrical plugs didn't work or they reversed polarity. They found that there were some sloping in the floors they hadn't seen during the inspection. Some of the appliances didn't fully work that they hadn't seen during the inspection. Those are the minor things, mm-hmm. those things, even if you had 50 of them, aren't going to equal $1,000 probably,
mm.
you know, or 2,000. But it's chump change, really. It's the little money. What the building inspection, the big purpose is, what are the big wear items that are coming to the end of their life? Are there any hidden surprises, yep. especially foundationally mm-hmm. or structurally mm-hmm. that I need to know about?
Yeah. And as a seller, sellers now are sometimes doing pre-home inspections on their own property, right? And really it's to avoid the roller coaster of you work at marketing your property, you get out for showings, and finally you get an offer and you negotiate back and forth and you feel okay with what you got. And then the buyer does an inspection and they find things. And they either want a big chunk of money off, or they want you to repair things, or they want out of the transaction,
out,
right?
Out.
And that roller coaster of going, I had an offer, now I don't have an offer, now I go back to market. That's a tough roller coaster for a seller. Mm-hmm. So another reason to get a pre-inspection, mm-hmm. so a home inspection before you actually go on the market.
Yeah. And we can discuss that specifically with our clients. There are times to do it and times not to do it. What mm-hmm. we don't want you to do is create your own horror story just because you avoided an inspection.
Right. So is it time to call the Decker team? If it is, mm-hmm. 613-860-4663. And we're honored to be positioning you to build wealth wisely because it's about much more than just money. Hey, Yetta, did our inspection on the house pass?
It's not about a pass or a fail. We are excited that we've been able to create for you free access to over 653 Life's Inside Track episodes where we share insider tips, making house home, all things real estate, and how to get the most out of your space in your home. And the great news is you get access to them from our YouTube channel. Like whether you're sitting at home or you're driving or you're at work, and you can also access the podcast at chri.ca. Here is the thing we're going to explore. What is a building inspection and what is a building inspection not?
Good question.
You're going to answer it?
Yeah. A building inspection is not a realtor walkthrough.
It's not, although it's a valuable thing if you have an experienced realtor to do a walkthrough. That is not a actual inspection.
Mm-hmm. But what I love is when an inspector comes in and they go, oh, there's a certain amount left on the shingles. Yep, I knew that. Ken told me. Or, oh, there's three cracks in the foundation. They're non-structural. Okay, perfect. Ken mentioned those. Because the realtor walkthrough can actually save you from spending money on an inspection for the things that are already known by the realtor. So I always give the good and the bad of a house when I'm showing it as much as I can see. I'm not an inspector. I don't open up the electrical panel or the furnace or go up in the attic or do any of those things. But I do look at a house with a fair bit of, what's the word?
Certainty or investigativeness, curiosity.
Yeah, I'm looking for known indications of a defect because I've been through hundreds of home inspections, right? Not trained to be a home inspector, but when you're standing behind a home inspector,
thousands.
When you do
I don't think hundreds is right.
Okay, probably 1,000 home inspections, you start to understand what they're looking for.
And you were a home builder.
Yeah, yeah.
So that gives you a sense, too, though, of what
you're looking. I understand construction, yes.
You understand construction. That's a big piece of it. Mm-hmm. And I find when I'm going through, I do the exact same thing. In fact, all our team members do, right? All our team members have a vast amount of hands-on experience with building and with renovations and with all of those housing.
Owning a home.
Well, yes, owning a home, of course, and owning an investment property. Also, though, actually renovating.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I'm always looking for, it's one of the first, is there any evidence of moisture penetration? Because you can't always smell it.
No.
When I can smell it, okay, there's the tip and the clue to go hunting. So often, though, you can't smell it, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And yet a building inspection is not that walkthrough, although it's an asset. And hopefully the inspection confirms what we've already found out.
Yeah. Is a pre-inspection a home inspection?
It is a pre-inspection is a home inspection. Mm-hmm. However, here's the cool thing. All inspections, what an inspection is not, is a final word. It may be the final word to the seller or maybe a final word to the buyer, but
it's the final word of that inspector, maybe.
It may be, but it is not the final word.
Why is
because
that?
Every inspector inspects different things to start with, even though they have very similar checklists. They all have their biases and their vital focus points that others don't have.
Yep.
And there's this thing that we all deal with in every area of our life, every relationship, not just a building inspection, and that is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a different perspective. We all have a different belief system, and we all value different things. If you've had a fire or you know someone who's lost their house to fire, you're probably going to be more focused on the electrical panel.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a flood come up from the foundation, you're probably going to, so same thing with the inspectors.
Right, right. And what I would recommend is if you're finding this even somewhat overwhelming or very informative and you're thinking of buying or selling real estate, call us and book a consult. We'll do a consultation with you. If you're selling a house, we'll come out to your house. If you're going to buy a property, we'll meet you at the office. And just call us at 613-860-4663. Leave us a message if we don't answer it, and we will call you back as quickly as possible because your call is important to us, and so is the person we're right in front of, and sometimes we're just unable to answer the phone.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you said call us and we can book a consultation if you're a seller in the property, and if you're a buyer, we can meet at the office. There are reasons sometimes when you're a seller of a property, there's already tenants in your home and you don't want to meet on site initially. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as a buyer, you would prefer, even as a seller, you'd prefer an online initial consultation. And that would be okay too. We're not stuck that it has to be a certain way.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And like you said, we've had cases, you know, you said the inspection's not the final word. We've had cases mm-hmm. where we had a listing, the buyer mm-hmm. walked, and they cited a couple things that their inspector pointed out that they weren't willing to accept and weren't willing for the buyer, the seller to fix it.
Right. The buyer right? said, I'm just out of here.
Yeah.
This is a bad. Yeah.
So we put the house back up on the market. Another buyer buys it.
Mm-hmm.
Their home inspector, different inspector comes through, mm-hmm. finds a few different other things, but does not highlight what the first inspector had issues with.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't always, you know, rely that they're the definitive word, right? The last word is what you said?
Yeah. It's not the final word.
Right. And I think part of it is, like you said, different inspectors are looking for different things because of their history and their information that they have. And they're mm-hmm. doing a visual inspection.
Mm.
So they, you know, they might, they have moisture meters and different things. They can try and examine things, heat sensors.
Yep.
They look for things mm-hmm. behind the walls, but they can't open the walls and see what kind of insulation's back there or whether the electrical was done right or,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's different things they cannot do. It's a visual inspection and they're looking for two major things, right?
They're looking for high ticket items and repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, expensive or things that can't be repaired.
Yeah.
And they're looking for safety.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking at resale building inspections, those are the two primary things. They are not looking at a code inspection if it's a resale. And they're not looking for all the items that are wrong. That's not really why they're there. They're really looking for high level,
yeah.
although they'll fit in some of the smaller things because it makes a buyer and or seller feel better about spending the money.
Yeah, yeah, they're not looking for nicks and dings in the floor or in the walls or whatever. They're not even a cracked window pane.
It's like, I mean, they'll find it, but that's mm-hmm. not the yeah. purpose.
And it's important to know that every house will have a laundry list of things.
Oh, even the ones that have already been fixed up after a pre-inspection.
Mm-hmm. There was a Roman senator that said this, "Truth is confirmed by inspection and delay, while falsehood by haste and uncertainty. Together, we're clarifying your options so that your wisdom can flow." Yetta, it's got to be a code inspection.
Only if it's a new construction. We are honored to over 30 years, and Ken just reminded me we're now coming up to 35 years for me and 30 for him, mm-hmm. past 30 for you,
mm-hmm.
and over 3,117 families that we either help buy, sell, or invest in real estate. And it's about so much more than that. It's about helping people build their faith, build their fun, build their fitness, build their finances, and even strengthen, heal, and flourish inside relationship. We're going to discover. We got some discovery going on here. When may it make sense to have a building inspection? And you may be surprised by some of the answers, is my little spoiler alert.
That's good.
The first one, which is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
is when you're purchasing a house.
Yep.
A resale.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, which mm-hmm. we've been exploring in segment mm-hmm. A and segment B on this particular show. Because mm-hmm. if you're not aware, we actually do videotape these shows and they're on our YouTube channel and they're broken down to little 10-minute segments rather than a 30-minute podcast.
Yeah. And I think it's important to know that, you know, in the beginning, home inspectors, it was the Wild West. There were no certifications. There were no registration of home inspectors. And basically, it was contractors that started to get their started to do inspections for people.
And that was about 35, 40 years ago, mm-hmm. which we talked about in a previous segment.
Yeah. And it was okay. One of the issues was that they were not independent. So sometimes a contractor who saw some business in the future might point out things or say that things needed to be repaired that maybe could have been okay for a few more years or right. maybe not necessarily a big deal. So that's why when we went to independent inspectors, it was great because most inspectors, they don't have a business to repair anything.
Most do not. Right? And that's what we talked about in the other segment about perspective or biases, right? If I know a lot about one thing, I may focus on that thing more as an mm-hmm. inspector. And if I have the opportunity to get work out of it without even meaning to, I'm going to highlight more those things that I will probably benefit from.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
So hence why it was great when the certifications came out.
Yeah. So we recommend you get an inspector that's full-time, has some kind of a designation or registration of their business mm-hmm. With an association of inspectors of some sort. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Apache or something is the short yeah. form. And that's an important piece because not only do they have the training that's required to get that designation or that registration, they also have a certain number of inspections, paid inspections that they've done.
And they have insurance.
And they do have insurance.
They have insurance in case something goes wrong mm-hmm. because it's not okay. And occasionally it's going to happen that something that's significant is missed.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often and it happens. So therefore the inspectors have insurance and so much better to have that than a relative or a friend or a contractor because now you're going to want to hold them liable, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the other time you want to get an inspection is on new construction.
Yeah.
And this one, even the realtors are kind of divided on this a little bit, whether you should have a registered home inspection at your PDI, which is your
pre-delivery inspection yeah. of a new home.
And I don't know if you've ever bought a new home, but when you buy a new home, there is a few days before closing, there's a pre-delivery inspection. And you go through with usually the site foreman or the management company, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to put little stickers or
little green
pieces of tape
yep.
on where there's dents and where there's problems,
missing
cracks or nail pop or
yep.
something like that. What they're not doing is they're not going up in the attic to make sure the insulation is the right thickness and it's spread evenly. They're not opening up the electrical panel and making sure it's wired to code. Things of that nature, and whereas a home inspector will.
Yes.
So builders don't always love that, do they?
They don't. And yet it's back to what I was saying in one of the other segments is it's insurance. Think of the $500 to $700 that you're spending as a assurance, I think maybe is a better word, assurance that what you think you're buying is actually what you're buying. So in this case, if it is for new construction, it is actually a code inspection, which is contrary to what is done when it's a resale inspection.
Exactly.
It's more safety and high ticket mm-hmm. items for repair.
Mm-hmm. And you might be saying, oh, this is going over my head a little bit, Ken and Yetta. We'd be happy to sit down with you and do a consult and see when it's the right time to get an inspection. Are you thinking of selling? Are you just staying? And we're going to hit some points soon on when you're staying, you still may want a home inspection.
Remember, I said there'd be some
spoiler
surprises.
Alert.
Spoiler yes. alert again.
Yeah.
And so if you're in your home, the third time you might want an inspection is when you're actually going to be putting your home on the market. And you want to know what there is to know about your house. Now, we did say that every inspector is going to inspect different things. That's not mm-hmm. the final word. That doesn't mean they're going to find everything, and they ought to find the big ticket items. And the reason that's advantageous potentially, unless you've had us walk through and we've shared with you what things are potentially going to come up. So you get to decide here. Mm-hmm. If you have a trusted realtor that understands construction, you may choose not to spend the money, or you may choose to spend the money anyway, because again, it's assurance. So you can get a quote for the item if there's something wrong. You could choose to fix it if that makes more sense to you, and it'll actually be more advantageous to fix it than just have a quote for it. Mm-hmm. Or you can price the home to reflect what you know is up about the house.
Yep. Needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. And you can then price it accordingly and disclose. Disclose. And you can have a conversation with us as to whether it makes sense to disclose that particular thing or not.
Yeah. And most things that need to be disclosed are of a latent detail, right?
Hidden defect.
They're hidden. Yeah. They're of a latent nature. And so the beauty is we've even got a form for that now.
We do.
The Real Estate Association has created a form for sellers to disclose known defects in their home. So if you've done one of these inspections, then that's the form. And that way buyers can't come back after you later and say, hey, you knew about that leak, or you knew about that thing and you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. Like if it's visual and the window pane is cracked. They can see that unless you're having it replaced. One of our sellers right now has spent the last 6 months getting his home ready for market, getting it just the way he wants it. He's very particular, very detail oriented. And there's a few of the items that have been on back order. So they haven't come in yet. So we're disclosing that those things are going to be done.
Yeah.
Now the fourth time
is really for your own peace of mind, things that you want to get maintenance done on. And if you're not sure if it's the right time to get a building inspection, give us a call, 613-860-4663. And we're grateful that you joined us on Life's Inside Track, because when we move forward together, we've got this.
Moving forward with the Decker Team. Moving forward together with the Decker Team.